Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be BIX tunes recorded by Jack Hilton and by Lud Gluskin. What I'm going to do is play recordings by these two band leaders. Jack Hilton, of course, in England, and he did a few recordings also in the continent, and Lud Gluskin in Paris and Berlin. And these recordings will be tunes that BIX had recorded with either Paul Wideman or Frank Trumbauer or with his gang. Okay, let me tell you a little something about Jack Hilton. First, I would like to mention the magnificent website jackhilton.com that has an enormous amount of information and music about Jack Hilton. But what I'm going to do now is read from the liners of a CD entitled Jack Hilton and His Orchestra, Hot Hilton, 1926-1930. These are written by Brian Rost. I read, the story of Jack Hilton's orchestra spans the interwar years almost exactly. It begins in 1920 when its leaders, a 28-year-old pianist from Bolton, Lancashire, was offered a position in the ballroom of the Queen's Hall roof. It was then seven strong, including Jack Hilton himself, and was such a success that it was given a recording contract that opened on May 28, 1921, one of his first recordings being a pseudo-oriental number of the kind that was very fashionable then, called Turk. Its treatment owed more to Dixieland than Turkey, however, and through the next two decades, Jack Hilton frequently gave prominence on his records to his sidemen who could play in the hot, improvised style that became popular with those who followed the trends exemplified on many American records issued in Britain. In fact, the alto saxophonist and guitarist in the Hilton Band from 1923 to 1933, Chappy D'Amato, told me that Hilton even imported from America records of the latest style so that he could learn from and keep abreast of whatever was on offer from the birthplace of jazz. Let me now tell you a little something about Lud Gluskin. This is from a CD entitled Lud Gluskin, Paul Gazon and His Orchestra, The Playboys, Lud Gluskin and His Orchestra, recorded in Europe, 1924 1933. This is a Jazz Oracle CD. I forgot to mention that the Jack Hilton CD is a retrieval CD. So now I read, Lott Gluskin was one of the most successful American jazz musicians to cross the Atlantic in the 1920s to work in Europe. For about 6 years, he and his ensemble worked at the leading French and German upper-class entertainment establishments. The band was featured in movies, did studio work for film studios, as well as 450 recordings for different record companies. Gluskin started working professionally as a drummer. He eventually started his own jazz and dance band, and as its manager struggled to get outstanding soloists in the band. His musicians were mainly of U.S. origin, many of them from the vicinity of the Detroit-based Jingle Cat organization. The personnel of his band changed over the years, but some of his musicians, such as Eddie Ritten, trumpet, Faustin Jean-Jean, trumpet, Jean Prendergast, clarinet, alto sax, Emile Christian, trombone, Spencer Clark, bass, sax, clarinet, and Paulie Freed, piano arranger, played over a long period of time and regularly for him, influencing the sound of the band. Musically, the band reached its peak in 1929 when a large number of recordings, among them some milestones of jazz in Europe, were made for several German record companies. Well, maybe I'll be telling you a little more about these two musicians later on, but I would like to start with the music. First, what I'm going to do is I'm going to interspace. I'm going to play a couple of recordings by Jack Hilton and then a couple by Lott Gluskin, and continue alternating. All right, let's start with Jack Hilton. And the first recording is Oh Miss Hannah, recorded by Jack Hilton and his orchestra on April 21st, 1926. There is an unknown vocal. I'm afraid I don't have much discographical information here. I don't have a great British discography by Brian Ross. I have a smaller volume that doesn't give that much information. So that's that. And following that, I will play Louise. This was a great hit for the French entertainer Maurice Chevalier. That was recorded on May 31st, 1928, as a vocal by the great Sam Brown. So, let's listen then to Jack Hilton playing a couple of tunes that Bix recorded. First, Oh Miss Hannah. Bix had recorded that with Paul Whiteman. And then Louise. Bix had recorded that both with Whiteman and Trumbauer. Thank you.
sails and white as snow. Way out on the river, I can hear those seagulls blow. The music and the moonlight have got me in a trance. Oh, Lordy me, Miss Hannah, let's go to that dance. Miss Hannah, let's go to that dance.
Can't help it from commenting about how poor that vocalist was in the recording of Oh Miss Hannah. I can't believe that Jack Hilton in 1926 would use such a poor vocalist. And in general, the overall arrangement of the tune is not to my liking. On the other hand, Louise is very nice, smooth, simple. Good vocal by Sam Brown, and I imagine you must have Notice the interpolation of another Maurice Chevalier hit at the time, Ma Chérie. And it's a long interpolation of that piece. Okay, now I'm turning to Lord Gluskin, and I want to play first recording in Paris of February 10, 1927. This is Tiger Rag with Lord Gluskin as director or leader, Eddie Ritten and Faustin Jean-Jean on trumpet, Léo Vauchamp on trombone and cello, Jean Prendergast on alto sax, clarinet, Mero Boge on tenor sax and clarinet, Maurice Cizeron on alto sax, clarinet, flute, oboe, Fred Zierer, violin, Howard Kennedy on banjo, Arthur Pavoni on brass bass, Ruel Canyon on piano, Ted Goble on drums. And I want you to notice, as has been noticed in the forum many years ago, that the coda to Tiger Rag is basically that from Gene Wolcott's recording of Clementine. I'm going to follow that with a recording that Bix made with Paul Whiteman. This is You Took Advantage of Me. This is recorded in Berlin, January 7, 1929. Lord Gluskin leader, Eddie Ritten, Faustin Jean-Jean trumpet, Emile Christian trombone, Jean Prendergast clarinet, alto sax, Georges Charron tenor sax, clarinet, Maurice Cizeron question mark, alto sax, clarinet, flute, Serge Clixon, alto sax, flute, tenor sax, Spencer Clark on bass sax, clarinet, Fred Zierer on violin, Howard Kennedy on banjo, Arthur Pavoni on brass bass, Polly Fried on piano, he's also the arranger, Bart Curtis on drums. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings by Lord Gluskin. First 1927 in Paris, then 1929 in Berlin. Thank you. That was a very nice bass sax solo by Spencer Clark, and you took advantage of me. Now we go back to Jack Hilton, a couple of recordings from 1928. First, Sunshine, this is May 3rd, 1928. Then Old Man River from May 9, 1928. Here there is a vocal by Paul England, and the xylophone is by Rudy Starita. Now, these two recordings clearly show why Jack Hilton was known as the Paul Whiteman of England, because the arrangements and, in general, the whole tone and spirit of the recordings is very much follows that of Paul Whiteman. So let's listen then to Jack Hilton doing his Paul Whiteman emulation, 1928.
Thank you. river, he must know something. He don't say nothing, he just keeps rolling. He just keeps rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, and them that plants them is soon forgotten. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and wrecked with pain. Toke dead bard, lift dead bale, get a little drunk and you'll land in jail. I get weary and sick of trying, I'm tired of living and feared of dying. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along.
Pretty nice arrangements and interpretations, including a so-called hot solo in the recording of Old Man River, a la Bix. Okay, it turns out that Lott Gluskin recorded the same tune several times for different labels, and I would like to play two versions of Clarinet Marmalade, recording that Bix and Tram waxed on February 4th, 1927, their first recording session as Frank Trombauer and his orchestra. The first version I want to play is from November 15, 1928, recorded in Paris with Lott Gluskin leader Eddie Ritten, Julien Poré, Faustin Jean-Jean and Emile on trumpet, Emile Christian on trombone and bass saxophone, Jean Prendergast, clarinet alto sax, Mero Bodge, clarinet alto sax, Maurice Cizeron, alto sax, clarinet, flute, Fred Zierer, violin, Howard Kennedy, banjo, Arthur Pavoni, brass bass, Polly Fried, or Jack O'Brien, piano, Bart Curtis, drums. Second version comes from January 18 or 19, 1929, just a few months later, and this was recorded in Berlin. The personnel here is Lott Gluskin leader, Eddie Ritten, Faustin Jean-Jean trumpet, Emile Christian trombone, Jean Prendergast clarinet alto sax, Jean Charon tenor sax clarinet, Maurice Cizeron alto sax, clarinet, flute, Serge Glickson, alto sax, flute, tenor sax, Spencer Clark, bass sax, clarinet, Fred Zierer, violin, Howard Kennedy, banjo, Arthur Pavoni, brass bass, Polly Fried, piano, and the arranger, Bart Curtis, drums. So let's listen then to multiple versions, two versions of Clarinet Marmalade, Lord Gluskin in Paris in 1928, in Berlin in 1929.
Thank you.
I believe those two versions follow basically the same arrangement. Very nice recording. Okay, now we move over back into a couple of Jack Hilton recordings. First, I'm going to bring one from August 24, 1936, a very long version of Sweet Sue. And again, you can see... what should I say? The influence of Paul Whiteman. This is a very elaborate arrangement. It goes, changes tempo more than once. So anyway, Sweet Sue, which Big Sad recorded, of course, with Paul Whiteman. And I'll follow that with Borneo. This is from June 1928, and here I do have the complete roster of musicians. We have Jack Hilton is the director, Jack Rain and Jack Jackson are on trumpet, Lou Davis and Leo Vauchamp on trombone, Chappie D'Amato on alto saxophone and guitar, E.O. Poxon on clarinet, alto and baritone saxophone, flute and oboe, Johnny Raitt's clarinet, alto, and tenor saxophones, Billy Turnant on tenor saxophone, Johnny Rosen and Hugo Rignold on violin, Harry Burley on viola, Arthur Young piano, Emil Grimshaw banjo, Clem Lawton on brass bass, Basil Wiltshire on drums. And the vocal here is by Jack Hilton himself, and the scat vocal that goes in there is by Jack Jackson. So let's listen then to Jack Hilton, first in 1936 and then in 1928. Thank you. That was quite a jazzy version of Borneo by Jack Hilton. Very well done. Okay, now we go back to Lord Gluskin and a couple of recordings I want to play. One of them is Tiger Rag again. As I indicated before, Lord Gluskin had a tendency to record the same tune several times for different labels. And the one that I want to play now is probably from the spring or summer of 1929. Somewhat different from the previous version, and the personnel is Lord Gluskin, leader Eddie Ritten, and Faustin Jean-Jean on trumpet, Emile Christian on trombone, Jean Prendergast on clarinet, alto sax, Georges Charon on tenor sax clarinet, Serge Glixon on alto sax and clarinet, Spencer Clark on bass sax clarinet, Fred Zierer, violin, Howard Kennedy, banjo, Arthur Pavoni, brass bass, and Polly Freed on piano and Jim Kelly on drums. I will follow that with a recording from February or March of 1929, this one in Berlin. The previous one is not known whether it was Berlin or Paris. Anyway, this one is Berlin, and basically the band is the same as far as I can tell. Yes, basically the same. And this is Gypsy, composition by Paddy Malnack and Frank Signorelli. And this Gypsy is very different from the Gypsy that Paul Whiteman recorded. It's a bit bouncier, very interesting recording. So let's listen then to Lord Gluskin and in the summer of 1929 and the spring of 1929.
Thank you.
Okay, I want to finish today's program by playing back to back the same tune, first by Jack Hilton, then by Lott Gluskin. The tune is That's My Weakness Now, that Bix recorded with Paul Whiteman. The version by Jack Hilton is from August 23rd, 1928. It has a vocal by Sam Brown, and the vocal by the version by Lott Gluskin was recorded on February or March of 1929. The composition of the band is exactly the same as the one I gave before for Gypsy, was recorded on the same session. It's February or March 1929. So let's listen then to That's My Weakness Now. First, Jack Hilton, 1928, then Lott Gluskin, 1929. Thank you. Wow, those guys can really swing, can they? They're fantastic, yeah. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of big tunes recorded by European bands in Britain, Jack Hilton, in the continent, Lord Gluskin. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.